be prepared if you have travel plans, or maybe better yet, hold off until tomorrow.
Thank you, Allie. At 8:13 Pacific Time, you're listening to CBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Walker. Fighting alcoholism with medication. Last month, the BC Centre on Substance Use put new guidelines in place to help doctors treat people. A Penticton doctor was part of the committee that developed the new guidelines, and now Dr. Jeff Harries travels the interior region for interior health training physicians, and he's on the line with us this morning. Dr. Harries, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Chris.
How do these new guidelines differ from the way doctors and others have approached alcoholism in the past?
There's a number of parts to the guidelines, but with regard to the medication part, there's been a lot of evidence to show that using one of six medications, they're inexpensive medications, can make a huge difference in people's ability to recover from alcohol use disorder. And therefore, we can have so much more hope now for people's recovery.
And compare this to the method that we're probably most familiar with, which is the 12-step program via Alcoholics Anonymous. What are the results of, you know, physician-guided approach with medication versus that 12-step program?
It's massively more successful. It's not even in the same ballpark. One of these medications, and it's important that people try a medication and counseling, but one of the medications will work for almost anyone, and the results are just dramatic turnarounds in people's lives and reduce suffering. And it's not, these medications don't need to be taken forever. They're just for anywhere between 3, 6, 12 months, and then and they're good to go.
And why has it taken so long to implement the widespread use of medication for this problem?
That is the million-dollar question. It's the evidence has been out for many years that these medications can help people, but for some reason it just hasn't floated down to ground level yet. It's been in the research field for the last 15 years and with increasing levels of evidence, but I've been using one of the meds for the last 15 years on my patients with alcohol use disorder, and because it was only one of the medications, many people got better, but there were still many people that weren't getting better. But then I discovered that there's all these other medications, and it's just such a remarkable change.
So can you walk us through, you know, someone comes to you and says, you know, and admits that they have a problem with alcohol. What would happen if they tried to quit cold turkey, let's say, versus what would happen on these medications? Can you just walk us through the, you know, the first 6 months of that journey?
Sure. So people come in, and actually that's part of the guidelines, is we're actually screening people for alcohol use disorder, which we weren't very good at before, but now we have good treatment options. We're much more able to screen and much more likely to screen. So if you identify someone with alcohol use disorder, you tell them that it's a condition that the alcohol has slowly been sort of injuring their brain and it's getting worse, and taking one of these medications sort of acts as a replacement for what they're getting from the alcohol. And they start these meds when they're still drinking. And they slowly, over a number of weeks, just slow down their drinking, which has benefits in and of itself. And many of them are able to stop drinking because the only reason they were drinking was because it made their brain feel better. But when they're on these meds, they don't feel the need to drink. And then over a number of months, they drink whatever level they want, preferably none, but lots of people are fine if they have something to drink, but the level just doesn't get so bad that it causes them all the problems that overdrinking can give.
And does the severity of their problem affect the efficacy of the drug?
No, not at all. The longer someone's has alcohol use disorder, the more injury the brain has, so it takes longer to recover, and there may be parts of the brain that don't recover or scarred or but generally, they take these meds and they fully recover. And they, I mean, I've seen it so many times, and the evidence is very compelling.
You mentioned the screening, which is part of these new guidelines, and that starts at age 12. Can you explain why so young and why that's important?
Well, there's a subgroup of alcoholics called early onset alcohol use disorder, and they have a particular gene that makes it alcohol affect them differently, and it creates in them alcoholism or alcohol use disorder very early in life, or very early after they've tried alcohol. It injures some circuitry. And if you don't ask people, if the doctor doesn't ask or no one's noticing, these people can develop this and get very sick very quickly. And on a developing teenage brain, that's very bad. So you'd want to identify those people as quickly as possible.
I wonder if we could talk for a moment about men, because men are, I think, about twice as likely as women to be dependent on alcohol. They consistently have sort of double the drunk driving fatality rates. They're more likely than women to commit suicide after having
Right.
had a drink. Can you, and yet men are typically, and maybe I'm stereotyping, but less likely to seek help. Can you address how you're reaching out to men with this problem?
I think what we're trying to do is spread this so that sort of any point of contact in our health system, whether it's emergency department, counselors, general practitioners, nurse practitioners, no matter where they appear in our system, that they're given the appropriate help, and they haven't been given that in the past. I mean, people have been doing what they knew, but unfortunately, they didn't know any better. And now, no matter where people show up for care, they'll be able to access these medications or and or counseling, and they can begin their recovery without having to go through detox or that whole procedure.
Well, Dr. Harries, good luck getting this implemented through the region. Thanks very much for joining us this
Hey,
morning.
most welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Jeff Harries is a family physician in Penticton, and he's part of the South Okanagan Alcohol Use Disorder Initiative. You're listening to CBC Radio 1.